Hello, everyone, and welcome to the second edition of our Thinking from Far Away podcast, where we talk about what's going on at the IBM Think 2019 conference in San Francisco. Today is Tuesday, February 12th. The conference hasn't quite kicked off in full yet, so on today's podcast, we'll be talking about different ways that you can find news about the conference if you're not there. My name is Julian Robichaud, and I am on the line with Gab Davis. Say hello, Gab.
Hello.
And Theo Hesselmans. Hello, Theo.
Hey, cheers from Belgium.
And our special guests, Daniel Naschet. Daniel, if you'd like to introduce yourself.
Hello from Germany. I'm Daniel Naschet. I'm a business partner from Germany, long-time business partner. Champions. I just became lifetime champion, which is a great honor. And I'm really pleased, and I was very can't be at the conference, but at least I'm in this call.
And we are so happy to have you here. Congratulations on the Lifetime Champion. We also have another Lifetime Champion here, Paul Withers. Paul, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Paul Withers. I'm Domino, Xpages, bit of connections development now as well, and also board member of OpenNTF.
Great. Thank you, Paul. So again, today we're going to be talking about what's coming up with the conference and really anything that's happened so far. Now, today is really the first official day of the conference. Not much has happened yet because the chairman's address is going to be this afternoon. So at the time we're recording this, it hasn't happened yet. But we do know yesterday, if you listened to our podcast yesterday with Libby and Gracia, that the IBM Community Day event was all day yesterday, and one of the things they did there was they announced new IBM Lifetime Champions. And there were two new Lifetime Champions in the collaboration ICS space, one of them being Daniel Naschet, who's here with us today. So congratulations again, Daniel.
Absolutely. Congratulations, Daniel.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, congratulations.
Well, thanks.
Congratulations also to Richard Moy, who from Fora, who runs the Collapsphere conference in the US. Also very well deserved.
Absolutely.
Definitely, yeah.
We look forward to introducing Daniel to the new Lifetime Champion handshake next time we see him.
It's pretty complicated. So,
you're right, Joe. There wasn't much coming out yesterday. There were a few blogs, but I did see an announcement from you, Paul, regarding OpenNTS, an initiative there. Yes?
Yes. Last week, I took a couple of days off work and did a bit of a revamp of what was XSnippets and opened it out so that it's now much wider. It's capturing not just Xpages snippets and Notes client snippets, which it has before. There are also categories now for admin scripts and also for connections snippets as well. We're really looking to get as many new contributions as we can. And it's great to see that we've already had two new contributions since that was launched.
I mean, I love your definition of taking a couple of days off work, Paul. But so can you give me an example? Not being a developer, where would we find the snippets? Do you have a couple of examples of some snippets that were already out there?
Yeah, so it's historically been a lot of Xpages stuff, but one of the big ones, one of the most popular ones over a long period of time is from Frederick Norling, which is a dialogue custom control to basically put a mask over the browser page when you click a button or anything. And Marky Roden's jQuery selector is another extremely popular download over a very long period of time. I'm looking at adding in some connections snippets as well for ICEC related stuff, and really anything that is just a short line or a few lines of code that's really useful.
So some pretty hardcore development stuff, but to give people a leg up in what they're trying to do. And like you said, you're starting to introduce admin. You hope to get some admin snippets in there as well.
Yes, yeah. And I know there has been in the past a lot of connections related scripts. I don't know how long those are, how relevant they are to just put in a snippets library for it to then be searchable or whatever. But anything that people think is going to be useful, anything that is going to be good to share in a central repository, really.
Brilliant.
One of the other things that I saw came out yesterday was Matt Newman getting the Penumbra Award.
And, yeah,
very well deserved.
Just to talk about it. It is extremely fascinating. So we had the Penumbra dinner last night. Unfortunately, we couldn't be there, but we heard nothing but good news about it. So every year, Penumbra has an award for somebody in the community of IBM and ACL, and we vote on who we think has deserved an award, who has the biggest contribution over the past year, and so we've done this for since 2003. Is that correct, Gab?
So
it's the 19th time we give this award, and this year, last year was for Uffe, by the way, Uffe Sørensen. And this year we gave it to Matt Newman, and we think we all agreed internally that he is so doing so much for the whole community that we thought he deserved it. Yeah.
And just for people that don't know, Penumbra is an informal group of business partners, and entirely coincidentally, my company, Turtle Partnership, Teo's company, and Banagenda, Julian's company, all happen to be members of Penumbra, have been for many, many, many years.
As is Daniel.
Sorry, it's because Daniel's got himself on mute. So, and that's entirely coincidental. We are business partners globally that work with ICS products and enjoy working together and kind of talking about our work. So for those of you that don't know the Penumbra, that's who we are. And as Teo said, on our dinner last night, we had some guests from IBM and from HCL, and it was a great event, which unfortunately I missed.
And you know, we knew about these things because, you know, we knew about Community Day because we're very involved in the community, and we talked to Libby yesterday on the podcast, and we knew about the Penumbra dinner because you know, all of us have ties to Penumbra here. But what are the other ways that you have been finding out what's going on? You know, where have you been looking to see what's happening right now at the Think Conference? Gab, you can start.
Well, I'd like to say, like Paul, I took a couple of days off work, but I really didn't. So IBM Think 2019, Think 2019, hashtags on Twitter is a constant stream and has been since yesterday. And that's bounced me over to blogs all over the place. The sessions I'm actually looking forward to watching don't start for a few hours, so I haven't been able to watch any content. But Planet Lotus has had a couple of blogs out there from people that are on site with news from the Community Day yesterday, which is how I heard about Paul and the snippets. So I think things are about to get extremely busier for me in a couple of hours where they start streaming content. But right now, Twitter, Planet Lotus, also Collaboration Today. That blog site is very useful as well.
Yeah, for me, Twitter mostly. And just following all the people who are there and tweeting about it. And I want to do a call on them. Please tweet more because I'm not on Facebook. I love Twitter. And I want to see you guys put out more pictures and put up more slides. And I've been on Slack as well, by the way, but mostly on Twitter. And I love what's going on there. Regretting more and more not being there, but yeah, I'll get over it.
Yeah. It's just a week, Teo. We can make it through the week.
Yeah, that's true.
And we're pushed through.
And what about you, Dylan?
You know, I've really been looking a lot at what the streaming options are for the conference. And so if you go to ibm.com/events/think/watch/agenda, which I know that that's kind of a long URL, but we've got it all in the show notes, so don't feel like you have to type it as I'm talking. So if you go to that page, that's an agenda of all of the streaming content that's going to be at the show, and that's got a list of all the sessions that are going to stream and a lot of interviews that are going to be available too. Those are available actually at a slightly different URL for watching. So when you're actually watching these things, you go to ibm.com/events/think/watch, and that's the video content itself. There's also this it's called the Think Today stream, or the Think Today show, and it's kind of like an anchor desk where they've got almost like a news desk where they have people kind of talking about what's going on at the conference and some of the things that are going on, and that's at ibm.com/event/think/think today. And if you have the mobile app and you're at the conference, you can actually stream that through the mobile app as well. But, you know, really the big streaming thing that's coming up this afternoon, which is going to be the chairman's address, which is kind of the opening session. And that's going to be this afternoon at, I think, 3:30 San Francisco time.
Yeah, the night here, so.
And also, Julian, if they just go to the Think homepage, there's a Watch Live menu and everything is on that Watch Live menu. So you can see the Think Today and build a schedule of what's coming out. So if you struggle with the complicated IBM URLs, you can get to it from there as well.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds easier.
Now, I will absolutely be staying up till 1 a.m. to watch it live.
I'm pretty sure you will.
Yeah.
what about you guys, Daniel and Paul? Have been watching or listening or reading?
For me, it's Twitter, although it's constantly a little bit more challenging for us over in Europe with the time zone difference. People are starting to tweet about IBM Think now at close on 5 p.m. in the evening in the UK. So it's looking there and picking up on various chats.
Daniel, how about you?
So I will try to watch the replays properly. So I looked into the schedule and many sessions are streamed. So I will do that. Also, there are some interviews already online.
Yes.
I just skipped through the interview list. So when you're on the Watch Live and you go to the replays, you already see some interviews. So the Cube interviews and...
Yeah, there's some really interesting stuff that kind of falls slightly outside the ICS. There's a lot of stuff for people working with AI and a lot of interviews for people working security, all of which I'm very interested in.
And, you know, it's worth noting that not all of the sessions that are being streamed or the interviews that are being streamed are strictly technical, because some of them are a little kind of softer sorts of subjects. There's one called Zucked, which is on Wednesday at 2:30, and that is by a venture capitalist who is talking about the potential damage that Facebook is doing to our society. There's something on human-robot interaction, which is, again, more kind of psychological or social than it is purely technical. There's even an interview with Tony Hawk, the skateboard guy, and I don't know, honestly, what that's going to be about, but I can't imagine it's going to be really deep technology.
I mean, I know from Think last year, some nice, enjoyable sessions were in kind of the pop-up edge interviews that weren't strictly technical. So, yeah, I think all that stuff looks really interesting.
And people who've been in ICS for a while, I've just noticed that on Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock, there's an interview with an old ICS person, Bob Picciano, as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a good lineup for what else is coming up this week that we're interested in. Daniel, I think you have a session later this week that you're not doing, but you've worked on with Thomas Hampel, yes?
Yes, I'm sort of co-presenting. Thomas even put in my speaker slide on his slide deck, so I reviewed the slide deck. Thomas invited me to work with him on the Docker script, mainly because I'm having the Domino start script for a long time, and he figured out that he will need the start script. Sorry?
Yeah, we couldn't do without, can't do without your Domino start scripts for Linux, Daniel. So you've done something very similar for the Docker containers that are being
right,
produced.
Right, so what I did first is I made my start script Docker ready, because first I added an installation routine to my start script that figures out what version you are on. And if you're installing inside a Docker container and does something different in the Docker container than in the normal environment. And I also wrote an entry point script that is needed for your Docker container, which is basically the main routine that is called when the Docker container starts. And that will start the Domino server with everything around it. In addition to that, What we did is we built the first Docker script, the official Docker script. It's on GitHub already, and Thomas will talk about it. And on top of that, we wrote a kind of start script around the Docker container. You can use it to build the Docker container. You can start and stop and interact with the Docker container. It's basically everything that you need, unless you use Docker in a managed environment. So it's intended for a standalone environment, and will be of help when you're quite new to Docker and don't know all the commands or don't want to type in all the commands. So it's basically the same that I did for the Domino start script with all the different options, but just inside a Docker environment. You will even be able from the command line of your Docker host to interact with your Domino server using the Domino server console.
That's fantastic, Daniel. I mean, lifetime champion indeed. I think everyone who wants to work with Docker is going to be indebted to you for all that work. That's brilliant. And you say it's already on a GitHub.
The first Docker script is already on GitHub, but we didn't have the management application that I just spoke about, because we wanted for Thomas to present it first in his session. And it will be probably part of my start script, but the start script is part of the official IBM Docker script. So I changed the license to Apache 2.0. for our IBM to be able to include it in the Docker GitHub repository.
And I mean, talking of Docker and the kind of the commitment IBM and HCL are showing to Docker and development on Docker, and as you say, Daniel, they're making sure that it can be made available to the open source community. I know, Paul, we talked about HCL and their commitment to OpenNTF, but you mentioned HCL are also supporting the Node.js community as well. So this all ties together, yes?
Yes, yeah, and I've also done some work on getting Proton working in Node.js in Docker as well. I just need to kind of find some time to do a video, because I've also set up a Node-RED installation in Docker, which is also on my GitHub, which you point to a Domino server and it authenticates against Domino for that, and then allows you to connect against Domino. Sorry?
Take some days off, Paul, to do that.
Yes, take some holiday, Paul, and do that.
So, but on the Domino server, you will need the Proton server task, and you and in future you need also the security on top, the IAM. So what we are planning is not just to provide the base image for the Domino server, we are also working on the add-on applications.
Brilliant.
Like the app dev pack, and we also want to look into other applications like Versum Prem. So we don't know yet how we want to build a structure. So it will be probably a base image, and then you can select what you want to add.
But we'll start to hear the news coming out this week, the early news from Thomas later this week of your work, and then we can all keep an eye on your blog.
Right, and your right. What's happening so there. So this is just, I just want to say this is just the beginning, and we have to put things together that the different parts will work together, and it's not just the Domino server, you need also the app dev pack installed, and so yeah. The Docker container has to support that, and this is what we are planning. We just don't know how we package it.
Okay, think week.
What are you looking forward to?
What am I looking forward to? So my day starts in a couple of hours. So obviously we have the CHEMS address, but before that, in fact, right now while we're recording, so I'll catch a replay, is a live broadcast on trust and ethics in technology. As I said, there's a lot of stuff about security and AI, which I'm really interested in. The session I'm really excited by is the IBM Research Science Slam, which is on Wednesday. It was fantastic last year. It was packed stadium, and they're broadcasting again this year. So that's rebroadcast is 10 a.m. Pacific time on Wednesday. And for those of us in the ICS community, Thursday is the big day. Thursday we have sessions on top 11 idea jam requests for Domino. We have Richard Jess presenting, Andrew Manby presenting, Thomas Hampel presenting, Martin Domini and Varnas Rams presenting on connections on Wednesday. So the ICS announcements coming out Wednesday and Thursday are going to be really interesting.
Yeah, when is the Collaboration Community Day? Yeah, is that?
Oh, you're right. Collaboration Community Day.
That is actually going on today.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. We can expect some announcement there as well, also from connections, I think.
And I believe there's a pan agenda announcement this week that Julian refuses to disclose. So we.
You know, I actually have no idea what the announcement is going to be. No one has told me.
As if we believe that.
So, you know, the other thing, speaking of collaboration and collaboration, you know, topics and ICS things that are going on at the conference, if you are at the conference, then you should go to ibm.com/collaboration/announcements/think-2019. And that is a page on the Collaboration Solution website that is all about ICS things that are going on at the Think conference. And about halfway down the page, if you click the View Collaboration Session Guide link, then that will bring you to a PDF document that has all of the ICS events that are going on throughout the week listed day by day. So it's got the ICS Community Day on it. It's got a list of all the collaboration sessions that are happening on Wednesday and Thursday, and it's got all these different events that are happening throughout the week. So that's a great place to look if you're trying to find what kind of sessions and events are going on at Think for ICS.
The other place I found them was at ibm.com/events/think/curriculum, which if you scroll down, it's got boxes for all the various areas, and there's a box there for collaboration solutions, which goes off to the My IBM events area and filters that on all the ICS events.
Ah, okay.
How about you, Daniel? Have you seen anything this week that you're interested in? That's a loaded question, isn't it? I'm sure you have seen things that you're interested in. No, nothing.
I didn't see much yet. I'm trying to follow on Twitter now because you mentioned that. I didn't look into the hashtag yet, but this gives you a lot of insight. And I just saw the one short session about the champions. Beside that, there wasn't much that I saw yet.
Okay.
Right.
Well, I think that's probably about all we've got for today. Really, all the exciting things are happening this afternoon and tomorrow and the next day. So,
And we have a couple of recordings we're going to do tomorrow. We're going to talk about the Chem's address. And then we hope to do a podcast, I think, guys, dedicated to Connections news later this week.
Right. So I guess for all of you listeners out there, please listen again. So upcoming podcasts are going to have even more content. And other than that, thank you guys so much for being on the show. And I hope that you can find a lot of stuff to hear and to watch and some great information to follow from the Think Conference this week.
And I think so. Yep. I'm going to get a couple of hours rest before I start my second day with the live stream content.
All right. Up, guys.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure.
And congratulations.
Thanks for inviting me,
Daniel.
Definitely, yes.